So have you ever left something behind at the airport? It's not really very hard to do, actually. You're so excited to get on the plane and jet off to your next destination, maybe you're coming home, that you run for the gate and forget all about your drum kit, for instance, or your sleep apnea machine, or your crystal Christmas tree. These are just average items, aren't they? They sound like things that would be pretty hard to lose, I'll be honest, but they're among the items being left behind at Sydney Airport over the last year. All sorts of weird discarded belongings will be auctioned off for charity by the airport in the coming week. Laura Stevens is a Sydney Airport spokesperson and she's very familiar with all of that lost stuff and she joins us. Hi, Laura.
Hi, how you going?
Good. How many items will be auctioned off?
So we have around 5,000 items in this year's auction in 2,000 lots and the auction's unreserved, so absolutely everything starts at just $1.
A buck for a sleep apnea machine?
Yeah, or an iPad or a computer or anything you like.
So is any of this stuff from planes themselves? I mean, things left in the overhead compartment or under seats, or is it where has it been lost?
So this is stuff that's all been lost at Sydney Airport in our terminals. Anything that's lost on a plane, you'd need to contact the airline. So we find that people might be having a meal before their flight or maybe they make a quick trip to the toilet. So we do find a lot of these items around food courts and bathrooms and gates as well. So if you're waiting for your flight, you hear your number called, you get all excited about getting on the plane and maybe you leave your bag of shopping behind at the gate.
There's lots of perfume, lots of alcohol, but you have some weird stuff in there too. Which items most surprise you?
Well, you mentioned the sleep apnea machine. That's probably this year's weirdest item. But we have things like a microwave, a sewing machine, a vintage-style telephone, even a Chinese tea set.
A Chinese tea set?
Yes.
These are just things that people have just forgotten in the airport.
Yeah, so, I mean, we do have some more everyday items as well. So things like, you know, the iPads, the iPhones. We have 9 brand new iPhones that are still in their boxes. Handbags, clothing, as you mentioned, alcohol, perfume, more than 400 items of jewellery. So absolutely everything and anything you can think of that someone would leave at the airport, we've got it. But when you think about it, we have 39 million people who come through Sydney Airport every year. So this is actually just a small fraction of things that people leave behind.
And why do people bring these things to the airport and forget them? I mean, it must make you wonder, why were they even at the airport? A microwave? I mean, how could you forget a microwave?
That's a very good question. Maybe some people like travelling with some unusual items, or maybe they find something in Australia that's cheaper than back home, so they think, maybe I'll buy something in Sydney and then bring it back with me. And then they get to the airport and their luggage weighs too much and they decide they don't want to pay the excess baggage fees.
So let me set up a scenario for you. Say you're the person who lost your drum kit at the airport. You get home, maybe you've passed through and now you're home in Adelaide and you're unpacking it. And it dawns on you, you've left your drum kit behind. Where's that drum kit? Is there a way to fix the mistake?
Yeah, so we have lost property services. All the details for that are on our website, sydneyairport.com.au. And basically what happens is if you realise you've lost something, give us a call, we'll get it back to you, or better yet, put a label on it, and then we've got all your details and we can get in touch with you. So these are the items that haven't been claimed. We store items for about 2 months at the airport to give people a chance to get them back, but where we haven't been able to give them back, they all go into the auction for charity.
This is the bit where I scratch my head. If I'd lost my drum kit or my sleep apnea machine or some of these, particularly these more expensive items, I reckon I'd remember within 2 months. It's unusual, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, some of it might be people who've gone back home overseas and they decide that it might not be worth the shipping fees. But sometimes people just forget things. You'd be surprised. You maybe buy all these things while you're on holiday and you can't even remember all the things you've bought.
Yeah, I suppose. I can be forgetful occasionally. Curious. So you say all the money goes to charity. How much money have you made in past years? How much money does this generate?
So last year we raised a record $154,000 for charity, which was a fantastic result. The public are really enthusiastic and really generous. And this year we're hoping we'll raise even more. We've got four charities that we're helping this year: the Steve Waugh Foundation, Dimmick's Children's Charities, Stuart House, and St Vincent de Paul Society.
So someone else's loss goes to charity. I suppose that's a very good news story. Laura, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And that's Laura Stevens. She's a spokesperson for Sydney Airport, and well, they're running a charity auction of things left behind at the airport, like in the main airport. People forgetting really big items that I would think is really hard to lose, but people are losing them. Have you ever left something at the airport? Something really expensive? 0418 226 576. Well, if you have, they're about to be auctioned off. And, well, I suppose it's a good thing that charities will get the things that you've lost. It's potentially a good thing, but I don't know. I still can't quite get my head around how anyone could lose a microwave. Maybe it's just me. 0418 226 576. That's our number. If you'd like to text us, you can also tweet us at RN Drive.